is our returning champion, Preston Gartley, originally from La Habra, California. Stand by to see Preston play for an electronic exercise unit valued at $3,995. Tonight, on America's Biggest Bargain Sale, we're offering a Lincoln Mark 7, valued at $29,145 for $530. Cash and prizes worth over $100,000 for $750. Two of the incredible bargains on Sale of the Century. And now, here's the star of our show, Jim Perry.
Why, thank you. Good evening. Nice to have you here with us. What a handsome group. You're looking pretty good yourselves at home. Nice to have you here. I hope you're having a pleasant evening, and we'd like to welcome back our champion, Preston Gartley. Hi, Preston.
Hi, Jim.
Preston, now, you, Jay was talking about that it's a fantastic exercise machine. Well, you got to look at that thing. It's worth almost $4,000. It would cost you $175. You have $134 in your bank account, so you need a win today with just $41, and you would have that, or a chance to take that home if you'd like. You're $126 away from a spectacular ladies' watch worth well over $7,000. All set?
I'm ready.
All right, good luck. Fine champion. Here to introduce the challenger, Summer Bartholomew.
Average outfits, yes.
Who did you bring us?
Our first challenger is an avid tennis player from Wayne, New Jersey. Help welcome Helen Lowy.
Hello, Helen.
Our second challenger works as an insurance broker, originally from Winthrop, Massachusetts. Here's George Duchin.
Hi, George. We'll see you a little later with some bargain summer. George, you are an insurance broker. Work for different companies or by yourself?
No, I'm self-employed, Jim. And I've been doing it for about 17 years, helping people plan their future.
Well, that's nice. Sounds like you enjoy it. Hope you enjoy your time with us. Is it Helen or Helene?
Helene.
Helene. Helene, an avid tennis player.
Yes, I love the game.
How avid is avid?
Well, I play as often as I can indoors. I love the exercise. It's really great.
Oh, it is. Great game. I enjoy it as well. I hope you'll enjoy your stay. Good luck to all three of you. We'll start you off with $20 and with this question. What's the name of the famous musical group composed of the brothers Gibb? Preston?
The Bee Gees.
Bee Gees it is. $5 for the correct answer. Preston goes to $25. Which animals form the trio Hear, See, and Speak No Evil? Preston.
The monkey.
That's right. Three monkeys. And Preston now with a $10 lead. He made $1,909,109 in 1984 as the world's number one. Helene?
Johnny Carson.
Helene, what is your hobby?
Tennis.
The world's number one tennis player? That's John McEnroe. No, 1,900,000. No, Johnny Carson makes that in a week. You lose $5 for the incorrect answer. Sorry about that, Elaine. Down to 15. Quick buzzer cost you on that one. According to the famous line by Cervantes, what is the best policy? Elaine.
Honesty.
You got that $5 right back. Yes, back up to 20. This scarlet powder bears the Hungarian name for red pepper. Preston.
Paprika.
Paprika it is. Right. And Preston, very quick with that buzzer to 35. Be quick with that buzzer. Very important because when an instant bargain comes up, the player in the lead can buy bargain merchandise. Now, a sales surprise with a bonus could come up as well. Preston, $15 lead already over George and Elaine. The option... Oh, Preston, look at this.
Preston, you can keep fit and enjoy it with Vitamaster Station 1 Compact Unit, on which you can do more than 50 exercises. It folds to within 15 inches of your wall space. Furnished by Vitamaster. This exercise unit is normally priced at $715, and today on Sale of the Century, it's yours for only $6.
Well, that's terrific. That's wonderful. David, is it possible that the girls inspire you there? You were really... Boy, now, you're a big man. You are in good shape. This would help you keep in shape. $715, beautiful exercise. You like it?
I like it, Jim, yes.
$6 it would cost you. You would have a $9 lead if you bought it. And I don't... Summer didn't mention anything about any oils or anything like that, so I'll give you $200 to buy some oils to help you with the workout. $915 bargain for $6, and you would still have a $9 lead. Going once, going twice. No sale. Oh. He's already in good shape, doesn't need any more help. Back with us. An actor named Dick Wilson made $200,000 in 1984 in only 16 days. Squeezing bathroom tissue, Helene?
Charmin, Mr. Whipple.
Yes, that's right. Yes, indeed. As TV's Mr. What Whipple, Charmin was the product. You've got another five. You're up to 25. Slow or medium or fast? Which one is a period of time in which a person abstains from eating?
Fast.
Yes, that's right. Fast it is. Preston DeBordes. Which Mark Twain character is remembered for whitewashing the fence? Preston?
Tom Sawyer.
Tom Sawyer it is, the champion on a roll now up to 45. So, Helene and George, you might need some money cards up on the board as we go now to the Fame Game, as we play not for dollars, but for a pick of the Fame Game board. Buzz in when you know a famous person. I was born in Tucson, Arizona in 1946. I was raised in a musical home where Mexican songs were popular. I had five consecutive million-seller albums, starting with Heart Like a Wheel. Recently, I recorded an album of old standards and called it What's New. My name has been linked with Steve Martin, Mick Jagger, and former Governor Jerry Brown. Preston?
Linda Ronstadt?
Linda Ronstadt, that's who it is, yeah. Preston, you've got a pick of the board. Nine numbers, a lot of wonderful things, including money cards.
Number three.
And behind number three, we have an action recliner. One of the most comfortable seats in the house is the Turbo. Available as a rocker recliner or a wall saver. Available in a wide assortment of fabrics, velvet, and leather. Action recliner furnished by Lane.
That's very nice. $550 recliner. See, if you had bought the exercise machine, what a quinella those two would have been. We'll be back to the match right after this. Don't go away. Well, our champion, Preston Gartley, already has enough money for that wonderful exercise machine you'll see a little later, but of course he must win. His lead right now, $20 over Helene, $25 over George. Back with this. What do we call the paste used in cake and candy making, which is made from crushed almonds? Helene.
Marzipan?
What's that?
Marzipan.
Marzipan is exactly what it is, Helene. Yes, I didn't hear you. Sorry about that. You're up to 30. In the old song, she'll be coming around the mountain. What will she be, Preston?
No.
I think if you had waited just a moment, what will she be driving when she comes? Horses or six white horses? And the champion takes a backward step with a quick buzzer. What three-letter word is used for the daily record of a ship's progress? Helene.
Log.
Log is exactly what it is. Yes, indeed. And Helene pulls it within $5 at Preston. This president told Europe to stop meddling in the affairs of the New World. Preston.
Monroe.
In his famous doctrine, Monroe it is. Yeah, the champion gets back on his winning ways. Well, Preston, you didn't want to buy with a $15 lead. Your lead now is $10. Oh, he winces a little bit. Oh, look at this, Preston.
Preston, you can enjoy a good old-fashioned picnic with this picnic hamper. It's handmade in wicker with service for four. Filled with beautiful china and stemware, furnished by Celeste. This great picnic companion is normally priced at $1,000. And today on sale of the century, it's yours for only $11.
Oh, that is incredible. That is really gorgeous. Very unique, Preston. You would be a hit at the beach with that. $11 it would cost, though. How about if I sold it to you for 10? You'd be in a tie with Helene?
Go ahead.
I'll tell you what. I will let you, you'll still be in the lead. I will cut that price down. I will sell you that beautiful $1,000 hamper for the value of one question. $5, you would still have a $5 lead. Going once, going twice, no sale. Oh, that was so unique. He didn't want it. Helene's been pressing him, and George said, why didn't you buy it, Preston? What Swiss city gave its name to the convention that laid down the rules? Preston.
Zurich.
Oh, the rules of conduct for modern warfare, Geneva, the Geneva Convention. And again, the Preston was a little quick. His lead now cut to five. Dilodocus, Triceratops, and Helene?
Dinosaurs.
And Tyrannosaurus Rex. They are all dinosaurs. You're right. We've got a tie. Yes. Didn't any of the dinosaurs' relatives have names that were easy to pronounce? I don't know. Helene and Preston in a tie for the lead. In which southern state would you be if you were driving from Biloxi to Pascagoula? Preston.
Mississippi.
Mississippi and the champion back in the lead by five. Yes. Roman, boldface, or italic. George.
Types of type.
Type, typeface, printing, anything like that acceptable that George has heard from. He goes to 25. George Duchin's fan club has heard from over there. British bacteriologist Sir Alexander Fleming earned a knighthood. And Helene?
Penicillin.
For the discovery of what miracle drug? You are right. And Helene ties Preston again. Yeah. Speaking of doctors, absolutely true. A man recently was caught masquerading as a doctor in Canoga Park, California. And the reason that the female patient became suspicious is because the doctor was trying to examine her in the dark. We'll be right back. Helene and Preston. question. They've been going back and forth, and they right now are in a tie at $45. George, you're not out of it. You're at $25. Certainly not out of it with a $15 money card added up there on the board now as we look for a famous place. Famous place. I am one of the world's most unusual cities. When I was first settled in the 400s A.D., my economy was based on fishing and trading. Now, fine architecture and priceless works of art have helped make me a major tourist center. At the height of my power, I was called the Queen of the Adriatic. I am built on about 100 and... Preston?
Athens?
Incorrect. Out of the rest of the question, I will have no dollar value because you're playing for a pick of the board, not dollars. We'll clear the board. Continue for George and Helene. I am called the Queen of the Adriatic. I am built on about 120 islands. Transportation is supplied by motorboats and gondolas, which travel... Helene!
Venice.
Venice, that's right, yeah. Well, Preston knew it when he heard islands, but... Helene, you've got that pick of the board.
Number 8.
And behind number 8, we have $1,000.
$1,000 in cash for Helene. We are delighted that that goes into your pocket. Preston is delighted you didn't find one of the money cards. Preston is back in, the tie at 45, George trailing by 20, this question for 5. Tragedy struck in 1984 when two members of her security guard shot and killed the prime... Helene.
Indira Gandhi, India.
The prime minister of India, Indira Gandhi, is exactly who it is, and the challenger Helene goes into the lead. A two-word French phrase, loosely meaning leave alone, expresses George.
Laissez-faire.
Laissez-faire, the doctrine that our economic system functions best without government interference. You're right, George. Up to 30. More than 100 million records in 6 languages have been sold by a Spanish singer who recorded, George?
Inglés.
No, that's not, I'm sorry, a judge couldn't accept that. His name is Julio Iglesias. Iglesias. No, you lose 5, George. Sorry about that. Time now for an instant bargain, and Helene, you can tell he's one of my favorites. Helene, you have a $5 lead. Now, for the first time this evening, it's up to you. You can buy this.
Helene, here's a cool new kitchen companion, Admiral's a la mode refrigerator. It makes ice cream, sherbet, frozen yogurt, and more, furnished by Admiral. And it's normally priced at $1,299, and today on sale of the century, it's yours for only $15.
Oh, that's terrific. That is terrific. $1,200. Now, we can close it up there, Tina. Let us see the front of that thing now. Wow. $1,299. But $15. I haven't sold anything all day, though. I would really like to sell something this evening. And for $1,299, Helene, I'll give you the same break that I gave Preston. I will sell it to you not for $15, but for the value of one question. $1 short of a $1,300 unit for $5, you'd be in a tie with Preston. Going once.
Get it.
Going twice. She's gonna buy. Enjoy that. Beautiful. And we have a tie. We will be right back. Don't you dare go away. It's going down on the wire. That's lovely. Again, the tie. Preston and Helene at $45. George trailing by 20 at $25. And remember, a little later, a $25 money card will be up there on the board with a third and final crack of the fame game. Right now, this question for 5. From the Greek, meaning to bring together, it's the temple used for Jewish worship and is... Preston?
Synagogue?
And instruction, synagogue is exactly what it is, and Preston goes into the lead by 5. In which of our states is the endangered Everglades National Park? Helene?
Florida.
Florida's right, and she keeps the pace. Tied again at 50 this time. What superstar of the silver screen played characters named Fletcher Christian and Rhett Butler? Helene.
Clark Gable.
Yes, right before the buzzer. You got it. Had to get the two of them tied in because there was a later version, I think, right? Helene goes into the lead by 5, but as promised, a big $25 money card. Several money cards up there right now. A famous person. I was born Anne Frances Robbins in New York City in 1923. At Smith College, I majored in drama. A film scout saw me in a TV play, and I was signed to an MGM contract. Another actress with the same name was on a list of communist sympathizers, but the matter was straightened out by the then president of the Screen Actors Guild. This began our courtship, led to our marriage. George?
The president's wife, Nancy.
Yes, that's exactly right. Nancy Davis Reagan. Reagan, that's how they met. Well, George, you find a $25 money card, and you are just $5 behind Helene.
Number 4.
And behind number 4, we have $10.
Makes it a lot closer. Where were those other two big money cards?
Behind the number 5 and the number 7.
Lucky number 7 had the 25, but George found a $10 money card. We add that to his score, and it is indeed a lot closer as we finish up the game now with a speed round. 60 seconds on the clock, please. Preston must win to get that exercise machine, hang on to his championship, and he's trailing right now. He's at 50. It is Helene in the lead by 5 at 55. George not out of it at 35. Good luck to three nice people as we start the speed round. Now, name the first book of the Old Testament. Helene.
Exodus.
Wrong. In what building in Washington, D.C. does Congress meet? Preston. Time. What man's name is given to both a male cat and male turkey? Helene.
Tom.
Right. How many ounces in a cup? Preston.
8.
Right. What movie studio owns a grand hotel in Las Vegas? Helene.
MGM.
Right. Name the infamous American prison nicknamed The Rock. Helene.
Alcatraz.
Right. What French leader was known as the Little Corporal? Helene.
Napoleon Bonaparte.
Right. Name the detective whose number 3 son was Tommy Chan. Preston.
Charlie Chan.
Right. In 1898, the sinking of what ship triggered the... Preston.
Bismarck.
Wrong. How many degrees are in a right angle? Preston.
90.
Right. Name the German scientist who invented the gas burner. Helene.
Bunsen.
Right. Who wrote the musical composition entitled Rhapsody in Blue? Helene.
Gershwin.
Right. To what Mediterranean country does the island of Mallorca belong? George.
I'll take a chance. Bing.
Right. Name the composer and piano virtuoso who... Time is up. Helene is the new champion as she pulled away in the speed round. Congratulations to Helene. Well, before we say goodbye to our champion and to George, in 1898, the sinking of the Maine triggered the Spanish-American War. In what building in Washington, D.C. does Congress meet? They meet in the Capitol. That's where they meet. And the first book of the Old Testament, oh, Genesis. Genesis is the first book. Got to say goodbye to our champion, and he's certainly not going home empty-handed. He didn't make it to the next level, but nonetheless, with a VCR, beautiful prize, the camera. I remember you wanted that for the kids. You got the recliner, $955 in cash. You are over $2,900 in cash and prizes. Preston, thank you so much.
Thank you, Jim.
George, you didn't pick up anything along the way, but the cash in front of you, we thank you for joining us. And our new champion, Helene Lowy, is going with me now. Come on, let's go shopping, Helene. Well, you beat a fine champion. Congratulations.
Thank you.
You had a great speed round to do it. And a couple of tough questions to stand right here with $80 in your bank. And $80, just say yes, you can walk away with this.
Take note of this sensational music system. A totally integrated audio system featuring computer memory and timer functions. Plus, remote terminal for listening anywhere in your home. Furnished by Beverly Stereo. And this great sound system, normally priced at $2,400, yours on sale of the century for only $85.
That's very nice. Now, forget about that $85 price, because you are entitled to that, even though you won with $80. You are entitled to the first round prize if you want to take that. So if you decided you didn't want to take it, put your $80 in the bank, first that puts you $5 more away, you would need a win with another $95. I was talking about this earlier. It is wonderful. This is the next thing up the line. Take a look at this unusual item.
Keep a healthy lifestyle rolling with this exercise bike. Finally, a fun way to fitness. A variable resistance aerobic cycle with a television and AM/FM radio built into the bike's console. Furnished by HeartMate. And this fabulous exercise cycle, normally priced at $3,995. Yours on sale of the century for only $175.
Isn't that unusual? What did you say about your teenager if you have this at home?
I have a 16-year-old who is into bodybuilding, and he would love that.
Yes, and it would help him do his homework?
I doubt that.
That's what Helene was saying. She said he'd never do his homework if he had this. It's very unusual.
Yes,
watch your
is.
Own television, get in shape, the whole thing. Most unusual,
yes.
But you would be taking the risk that you could win again and get another $95. That would be the risk you'd be taking. Further up the ladder. Oh, this is wonderful. You and your husband could get away with this. $445 is what you'd need. How about a slow boat to China?
The mysteries of the Orient, discovered on a trip to China. We'll fly you and a guest from Los Angeles to Shanghai for 24 days in this ancient land. You'll cruise the Yangtze River, meet China's spirited people, and sightsee the Ming Tombs and the awesome Great Wall of China. This unforgettable trip, normally priced at $12,760. Yours on sale of the century for only $445.
But that's a little bit further away, and a little further away from that, and it has been done. Get to $750. We'll give you everything on the stage, plus this.
A cash jackpot of $57,000.
In total, that would be $122,285 in cash and prizes that could be yours. But your decision is going to be take that stereo system and leave, or come back, put your money in the bank with that unusual exercise machine with the TV. That's the next thing up the line. You think about it for a moment, and we'll get your decision right after this. Elaine Lowy, you won with $80. It is enough money for you to buy this beautiful stereo system, take it home to New Jersey with you, or put the money in the bank. The next thing up the line being the TV with the exercise. What's it going to be?
I'm coming back, Jim.
She's coming back. We'll put her money in the bank. We'll add another $1,000. Cash jackpot tomorrow night will be worth $58,000 on sale of the century. Good night, my friends.
Bye.
Good luck.
All prices are manufacturer's suggested retail value and are correct at the time of recording. This is Jay Stewart speaking.